Okay, this one's recording. This is Rabbi Saffer's Almain number 2 shir. And it was on. Try again. Something's happening. We will be beginning this shir momentarily. Just trying to get another MP3 going here. In case this one's not working so well. We'll be beginning any moment now. Today's shir of Lamdas Yomi. Okay, here we go. Alright, so we, I think, in a very nice way, formulated the machlokes between Rambam and Raizid within Rav Ashi, as opposed to Abaye Shita. Abaye Shita, which is the Minhag HaOlam Shita, you notice Abaye Shita is the Minhag HaOlam Shita as explained by the Dva, namely that Amein, unless Amein serves to distinguish between the main after your own bracha, serves as a distinguisher between the previous brachot and the coming brachas, it serves no purpose, and therefore it is rendered a meaningless bracha. Once it's a meaningless bracha, ipso facto, okay, it is no longer just neutral when it's meaningless. It's actually maguna, because affirming your own bracha is maguna, because your own bracha should not need affirmation. We then moved over to Rav Ashi. So now, before we get to Rav Ashi, I pointed out that the reason why this is so beautiful in Abaye is because Abaye was not concerned with saying Amen out loud if it were named Yerushalayim, because Amen serves as a distinguisher conceptually, so then there's no genai, there's no bizui, there's nothing that is denigrating to the bracha of Atova Ametiv in the fact that you distinguish him between the Raisa and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan recognizes that it's the Rabbanan, and the Raisa recognizes the Raisa, and everyone feels good. We then shifted over to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi obviously holds that when you say Amen after B'nai Yerushalayim, that would be denigrating and a bizui and being mizalzel, the word that the Gemara uses, being mizalzel in Atova Ametiv. That's because we pointed out the conception of Rav Ashi. Both Aliva, we were going to see, the Raizid and the Rambam. Raizid being the Raizid, as well as the Dva, those with the Raizid. At its core, the idea is that Amen will serve as a finisher of the bracha. The concept of the main finishing a bracha, finish something. That's a meaningful statement in and of itself, according to the way we hold. And B'nai Yerushalayim, therefore, is not B'nai Yerushalayim Dafka. B'nai Yerushalayim is an example of a main as a finisher. That being the case, B'nai Yerushalayim would be Mizalzo, the main after B'nai Yerushalayim, your own main after B'nai Yerushalayim will be Mizalzo in Atov Meitei, because you're saying, I am finished. I'm like, finished. What do you mean? You already mean you're finished. I'm a chash of a yid. I'm a Atov Meitei.
So the Gemara that says, Kan, B'nai Yerushalayim, the Kan Mishar Brachas is only according to Abaye?
No. According to Rav Ashi, B'nai Yerushalayim is the example, the paradigm of all the brachas similar to B'nai Yerushalayim.
But if it's finisher, specifically by Bani Shalayim. It's a business.
Bani Shalayim is an example. No. Yeah, we don't. When the Gemara says combination line, Kamishar Bracha, we're talking about that it's a good thing to say a name.
Yeah.
The only thing is, if you say it out loud, by Bnei Yerushalayim, okay, it could be the reason why the Gemara gave Bnei Yerushalayim as the paradigm is because it would tell you even Bnei Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Because even Bnei Yerushalayim, which would be a Bizui, is okay as long as you do it low. Okay? I think that, you know, that's what you're asking. Why,
that's what I'm asking.
Why they use Bnei Yerushalayim as the
right. Bizui.
Okay, yeah, I don't think we stressed that. That was Dr. Lavi, was making a very beautiful va'ara. Okay, Viper. Now we move on to within Rav Ashi. Okay, and again, I must point out that the Rambam himself doesn't seem to bring down Rav Ashi, but as you see, the Shulchan Aruch goes to the Rambam, brings down Rav Ashi, and all we've shown them clearly, when we bring down the Rambam Shita, do not exclude themselves from Rav Ashi, so we're going to first be explaining the Rambam within Rav Ashi, then we'll explain the Rambam possibly not going with Rav Ashi, but the point is that both the Rambam and the Ravid world can fit into Rav Ashi, and that is, once you say that the idea of a name after your own bracha is a concept of finisher, so what do we mean by the finisher? Something about finisher. So the Ravid says, and the Rava says, that what we mean is that a main is the exclamation point and the finisher of a bracha. It's a meaningful statement to say, I'm finished. Meaningful in and of itself. Is it something that you are, what I would suggest, according to the Ravid, is that when we say Hareza Meshubach, I don't think you're really Mechuyev. I want to suggest that according to the Ravid, the Hareza Meshubach it's meaningful. It's not something that you have to do. It's not like, oh, it's Kabbalah, you got to do it, you're Mechuyev to do it. Meshubach, it's a meaningful thing. Not that it's a praiseworthy in the sense that you're doing some great mitzvah here. Okay? And the idea is that it's a meaningful statement. As a finisher, giving clarity to your bracha. And therefore, if that's the case, then there's no chiluk between one bracha according to the Ravid, two brachas, three brachas, as the Ravid himself says, as the Rishon himself says. Comes the Rambam, and Rambam says no. Rambam explicitly says that when we talk about Meshubach versus Meguna, Meshubach means after a Sidra Shal Brachas, after a series of Brachas. Now the Chorah, that's not just a main as a finisher, in and of itself, finisher Brachas, but rather saying the finishing of a series. So what does that mean? Like why is finishing of a series any better than finishing one Brach? So what we suggested was that finishing one bracha, although it has meaning, and it's not merely, in other words, it's not merely viewed as an affirmation, which would be maguna, but the Rambam Shita is, just because it has meaning, doesn't make it necessary. Unless it's necessary, so its core meaning of a main is still that of affirmation, and therefore it's maguna. When does it become necessary? When it serves a function. When the main serves a function. So how does this finisher, a main is a finisher, serve a function? When a main finishes a series, so it serves a functional purpose as one of unifying a series of brachas. If you want to change the word from sidra to Rev Sklar gave me a Hebrew word like charoz, a like a string. Like you're unifying with this. The series is a machreize, a charoiz. It's English word here, but it's the idea of unifying the series as a unit, as one. And when, therefore, if you say a main at the end, you're saying all these three brachos are unified as one.
What do you mean they're unified as one?
No, it's one series of brachos. The idea being that you don't say a main, for example. If you say a Bori Priya 8, and you know right afterwards you're going to say a Bori Priya, you know, a Bori Priya Gafan, or sorry, a Bori Priya Gafan, and a Bori Priya 8. Okay? So you get two brachas. So you say a main, because you finish two brachas. Let's say, going according to the Shikas, you're going to say there's no hefsek in eating. Okay? You finish two brachas. Okay, so I'm going to say, or for example, let's say a bracha on thunder, right? And then I see Yamagodo. I say another bracha.
Right.
Okay? So am I going to say a main? No, because there's no series, there's no unit. The idea of the main is that we're finishing up this series, which is defining the series as a unit. I think a series is a good word. A series of brachas. I think the way to put it is the main after Bnei Yerushalayim, for example, is defining it as a series. It's what gives it definition as a series. I don't think you have to say charoz. It's a nice word by Rashi. The idea is the main will define it as a series. Because we're saying I finished the series.
There again.
Masha'en came. Because if you have two happenstance brachas that are back to back, you wouldn't say you say a main. But the idea is, if you're saying a main after the series, which is now that finisher is serving the purpose, defining it as a series of brachas that you have just finished.
I just think that there again, the example of Bnei Yerushalayim and the Gemara is a little misleading because the function is something other than defining the series. It's supposed to distinguish it.
No, but that's the whole point. The whole point of Rav Ashi is that's the Kiddush. It's even good in Bnei Yerushalayim.
Okay.
But the Iker reason why you say it is because it's the end of the Brachos Daraisa.
Okay.
And the other one is just the secondary, as the Rambam says, Tosefes Bracha, the Rabbana. Okay? In Achinam, he's just reading that way, you know, Baye held the way he is. Okay. Now, even more misleading, okay, is according to the Raivik, what's the Bnei Yerushalayim? Bnei Yerushalayim now is like, at least according to the Rambam, the Amein is after Bnei Yerushalayim is the end of the series. What is the Amein after Bnei Yerushalayim? What is that, you know, according to the Raivik in the book, where he says he's saying even after one bracha? That's super duper misleading. Not only is it, you know, sound like, you know, Abaye, right? It sounds like at least it's the end of the series of brachas, like the Rambam. Okay? And the coin, because Rambam's not shver. Rambam, as you said, very nice, you can say, even Bnei Yerushalayim, even, right?
How do we understand Rav and Ritva of it as a finisher in light of Rav Ashi, within Rav Ashi, in light of the fact that they hold the Kitzay after one bracha?
Right. So what we suggested yesterday, and I think it's spelled out in the Furish, in the Me'iri, as we're going to see with the Me'iri as Shitos go with the idea of like the Raivid as well, and he points out we said it yesterday, but it's the Furish in the Me'iri that the Hareza Maguna, according to the Raivid, what is the Maguna then? Of course, the Rambam, we know Maguna means what a finisher after one bracha is even Maguna. No, that's a stam. After one bracha is Maguna because that finisher is really not a finisher. It's just affirmation and it's Maguna. A finisher has to have a function. It has to be a functional finisher. A unifier. So what does the Raivid hold? The Raivid holds that he said that the maguna is ufa. When you say, since amen is a finisher, so if you say amen after a bracha within a series, that's maguna. In other words, it's a finisher, right? What happens if you have a bracha that's part of a series? You can't say amen then. You have to wait till the end of the series. Of course, amen is a finisher, okay, is detrimental to the series. And that's the maguna. Okay?
So Pshat and Gemara where it says time, and Shar Brachos is talking
and, about. And then if you're saying it after that, and then let's put it this way, if you're saying amen after a bracha in a series, then all it can mean then is affirmation, because in other words, if otherwise you're just breaking up the series. It can't mean amen can't mean that I'm finished, because you're in part of the series. And all it can then mean is affirmation, which is then maguna.
But it's dachak in the Gemara, right?
That's dachak in the Gemara. Because again, the Rebbe would say the same thing, that Bonei Yerushalayim is just an example of a finisher. And it has to say Bonei Yerushalayim to contrast it to the other amen that you'd be saying after Hazanat Kakol. So that would be very nice in the Rebbe. Which we're saying is saying amen after Bonei Yerushalayim, as opposed to saying amen after Hazanat Kakol. Because that's the maguna.
Because the example there is example of Gemara's an invention.
Well, it's okay. Again. In terms of why Dr. Bonei Yerushalayim as opposed to, you know, why not the bracha at the end of Hallel, they give examples of. Uh-huh. That we said because that's the same territory as the Rambam. Namely, that the point is that even here, when you have Hatovah Mitzvah after it. No, but you're asking me, why do you choose Bonei Yerushalayim of Areza Meshubach, if it's Areza Meshubach even after one bracha, even after Bore Priya 8, it's not the Hefsek problem. Right?
Contrary.
That's very simple, because the point is,
right,
what is the maguna? The maguna is Bonei Yerushalayim as opposed to Hazanat Kakol.
Right.
Understand?
Yeah.
What's the problem then?
Because it didn't say Shar Brachos.
Are we on?
Awesome. Yeah.
We are, right?
Yeah. But didn't say Kama Shar Brachos, meaning the other Brachos. Meaning the other Brachos. So other Brachos mean all the Brachos.
So many other Brachos in this theory.
No, that's the point. Kama Meir Shalayim, Kama Shar Brachos of a series.
That's not the part of reading the Gemara, but
it's very good if he's understanding Bnei Yerushalayim that way. If anything, Bnei Yerushalayim is the bracha at the end of
means
Bnei Yerushalayim means the bracha at the end of the series,
right,
which is the other brachas that are not the bracha at the end of the series.
Okay?
But they had,
but it's still, but
and it's
still
even Bnei Yerushalayim because it has to be Mechadish that it's even Bnei Yerushalayim where you have a Tov Meitiv after.
I understand, but it's still exclusive to brachos that are within a theory.
Yeah, of course. That's very good.
The Shah brachos doesn't, like,
sure does. Sure does. If you say, if you understand Bnei Yerushalayim is the bracha, the paradigm bracha, the end of the series bracha, so we say the end of the series bracha, as opposed to the other brachos which are within the series. I think it's very nice.
Okay.
It's very clean. Very crisp. Okay. We now welcome Rabbeinu Matt. Okay. And the truth is, you're okay. Your Mesias Nefesh is worth it because we're just revealing and recrunching, and now we're going into where we left off. So now we have the following issue. So you see, in the machlokes,
but it's critical to know how to turn off the MC.
Yeah. So now we have the machlokes between, as we saw, between the Rambam and Ravid. It's really a very interesting three-way machlokes. If you look on the smooth chart that we got down here. So we dealt with the bracha achas versus the series. What about the hefsek issue? Okay, so if you notice, the Rambam basically said that Birchas HaMitzvah is a what? Birchas HaMitzvah is going to be a problem of a hefsek. Okay? Birchas HaNenin He doesn't seem to have that issue. Although, truth of the matter is, we don't really know what he would hold at Birkas HaNenin, because it's much more, you know, it's much more basic. The only thing is, you know what I'm asking is, according to the Rambam, is the problem purely bracha achas when it comes to Birkas HaNenin, or is it would also be a hefsek issue? It's hard to know, because once you say the bracha achas problem, then obviously it's going to become a hefsek problem, because the bracha achas is an issue. So that's hard to know, but it's not really going to be that much of a problem, because we have the other sheet. Namely, you have, and this is where if you shift down in your smooth chart, the Ravid, the Yesh Omerman in the Eri, and the Yesh Machriyaman in the Eri, so we can sort of not deal with the Rambam in this issue, because all the Shitas are really spelled out within the Ravid Yesh Omer B'Meiri and the Yesh Machriyam B'Meiri. Because you have in the Ravid who says there's a hefsek problem, both by Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. Right? You have the other extreme, the Yesh Omer B'Meiri, who says he's not bothered by any hefsek problem at all, whether it's Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaNenin. And you have the Yesh Machriyam, who makes a split. Right? Yesh Machriyam says, Lei Mashiach Mitzvah Havi Hefsek HaBrachas HaPeros Lo. Right? Ho V'amot, Yishtri L'meimah Tol Baruch. Okay? And he gives an example where you see you can... Okay. So the question is, what's going on here? How you limati this machoka? So this is where you have to use super-duper Lomdusha terminology. I don't know if you were here for the Shir. Did you ever listen to the other Shir? That was on the MP? You did listen to it?
Yeah.
You did listen to it. So, I think it's a similar type of lumbus going on here, but not exactly the same, in terms of how you define Tzirushim. How do you define these different, how do you define Tzirushim? See, as we see, the Amein, clearly, what are we saying? The Amein, whether you go with the Ravid, whether you go with the Rambam, Amein is a finisher, right? And for sure in the Ravid, that's the idea, it's a finisher. So Dr. Lavi asked last year, he said, if it's a finisher, then why should there be any problem with a hefsek? It's a finisher, it's all, okay? So I think the issue is that, so what do you mean by a finisher? In other words, the finisher could just be, okay, this is a statement that I'm finished, but who says it becomes an extension of the bracha?
Right.
There might be a statement of finish, and okay? So I think what we're going to have to say is, and this is going to spell it all out, there's three possibilities, three ways of understanding the Amen. Okay? We can either say, and the truth is we already saw Rayas that Amen minimally has to, what we'll call, relate to the Bracha. Okay? What I mean by relate to the Bracha is that we saw, and coming in handy, right? It's very interesting. We had this on the first daf. You say, okay, what's the big deal? Why, you know, why touch it up? But now you see how an early alumnus can come and help. Remember, we saw, and it's interesting. You look in the Rambam, he brings the halachas down. I think next to each other, someone brings it down to each other. When the Shulchan Aruch is brought down next to each other, the idea of a main acher brachosav, I think, is brought down next to the halacha of a main. When a person answers a main, it can't be higher, it shouldn't be higher or lower than the guy making the bracha. Because the idea is that the Amen relates to the bracha. It has to relate to the bracha. The question is, and we even, you know, speculated back then. It was at the end of the shiur, before when one of us called with Lavavik, I remember, I was just trying to, you know, wolf down the shiur. But I suggested back then that, it could be that, you know, because the Amen has to somehow, more than just even relate, it might even mean that Amen is becoming one with the bracha. And there, we're talking about someone else answering Amen. Okay? Here, when we're talking about a finisher, okay? So even more so. Okay? So you're Amen to your own bracha. So, I think there's three ways of touching it up. Either that it relates to the bracha with your finishing. That's one way you touch it up. Or to say that it becomes linked to the bracha. Or to say that Gufa becomes part of the bracha. Okay? Now why are these three visions critical? Okay? And I'm not going through the process here because we have 6 minutes left. Okay, so, but now I'll show you how it fits in. Normally I would disclose it from the Rishonim himself, but I'm just giving the bottom line and planting it back in. So if you say, again, so if you say that Lot, that Amen is part of the bracha, okay? Mitzvah is part of the bracha. So there's no problem. Bichas HaMitzvah, Bichas HaNenin.
Yeshomer.
Okay? Yeshomer. Becomes part of the bracha, as Edo suggested, right? Okay. If you say that all it does is relate to the bracha in the sense that it, what? In the sense that it's, and by the way, I want to show you this. If you say it just relates to the bracha, so how does it relate? It relates in the sense that it's saying, I'm finished. Okay? But it's not even similar to, like, Tol Baruch, like Yetu Baruch. Because Tol Baruch is something that is, you know, necessary for that which you're making the bracha on. But this is something, it can relate, but it's extraneous. So it's a problem even, it's a problem even for what? It's a problem even for Pirchas Nemet. Because it's not something that's necessary. It relates, but it's not necessary. Understand? So therefore, that would be the Ravid Shita. Okay? It's something that, I mean, and by the way, we pointed out before, how is it Meshubach? Yeah, it's a Meshubach just means it's meaningful. It's a meaningful thing. But here, you know, it's going to be a half thing. It's a meaningful thing, but not in the context of, if you have to have a bracha, samach to eating, or bracha samach to mitzvah, so that's going to be a hefsek. Ah, now you'll say, what's shan yesh machrim? That's on yesh machrim. That's a tough one. So I think the shan you have to say yesh machrim is that no, they view the amen as linked up, not part of the bracha, but linked up to the bracha. And when he gives the example of Tol Baruch, he's just trying to show that it's different than mitzvah. Now, you'll ask me, how's it different than mitzvah? So if you guys chazed the shiur from the summer, Mecham Teshel Torah 1, okay, right? I mean, granted, you're not going to be so happy with this, but it's another raya for the story that you were having difficulty with. Okay, namely, if you remember, there was a shita that we held that we brought rayas for. We don't have the time here to bring the rayas again. The birchas hamitzvah actually becomes a chelek. I'll bring one raya for you now, right now. The birchas hamitzvah actually becomes a chelek in, okay, the what? Chelek in the mitzvah. It becomes fused with the mitzvah. It has to become one with the mitzvah. So what I suggest is, if you say a main actually became part of the bracha, then so what? The bracha is a mitzvah, becoming one with the what? Becoming one with the mitzvah is not problematic. But if you say that a main is a link, alf bracha slat, alf bracha sanenin. So once it's linked up to the bracha, so okay, so you're dealing with bracha sanenin. Bracha sanenin, anything that's, you know, it's necessary, is good. So Kal v'chomer, if you have an amen that's linked to your bracha, it's not going to be a hefsek. Okay? But if you're talking about having to do what? Having to, you know, fuse the bracha, becoming a chelek of the mitzvah itself, that the fact that you have something that's connected up to a bracha, linked to a bracha, that's gonna hinder the what? The fusion of the birchas hamitzvah with the mitzvah. Always our big raya, if you remember. The big raya for this idea was when the Gemara had said, the Gemara in Perek Sheni, Mr. Hashem will be there somewhere in Chayat Zman next year. The Perek Sheni in Brachos, the Gemara had a telling statement. The Gemara said, the sheet that holds the cheresh hamadaber veinu shameya, right? So he can't make bracha. He can't make a bracha, right? He can't make a bracha. So the problem is he's making a bracha. It's not going to be a good bracha. So can he be tirev to someone else? The Gemara says that the only reason why Bidi Eved, he shouldn't make a bracha, but the only reason why Bidi Eved, if he makes a bracha, okay, no, sorry, the only reason why if he's tiring without making the bracha, it's a good hafashas truma, is because bracha is only the Rabbanah. That was the Gemara. Since bracha is going to Rabbanan, if a cheresh and medav and shemeya is tiring, the truma is a truma. So everyone asks, what's the difference? What's the difference to Rabbanan and Daraisa? The bracha is a bracha and the truma is a truma. So because he didn't make the bracha, but why shouldn't a fashish truma be a good fashish truma? So what came out of the rush was no, because if you held that brichas mitzvah was Daraisa, then you wouldn't even what? You wouldn't even be yaitse the etzem mitzvah of hafashas truma, and you wouldn't be able to even do hafashas truma. Okay, so that's the raya that the brichas hamitzvah is connected to the etzem mitzvah. Just that in that case, since it was the brichas hamitzvah the rabbanon, okay, so at least you'll be yaitse the daraisa mitzvah. But you see, from the Doraisa idea, that if Birchas HaMitzvah was Doraisa, you wouldn't be in the Yotzei the Mitzvah, that shows you that that's the concept of Birchas HaMitzvah. And so that's the idea of the split between Birchas HaMitzvah, why Birchas HaMitzvah. And if he's saying that the reason why Birchas HaMitzvah, you can't say like Tol Baruch, okay, is Gufa because you need a fusion. And therefore linkage won't be good. So just to sum it up, you have linkage. So if you go with linkage, you're going to split between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. If you go with Amenas being part of it, there's no problem. Bein the Birchas HaMitzvah, bein the Birchas HaNenin. It's not going to be any type of hefsek. And, okay, when it comes to, if you say it just relates, then it's going to be a hefsek for both. And we'll have to leave Rashi for another time. Yeah.